Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all the side of your day, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some. Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I smell coffee. If you've tuned in for the first time, welcome. Today, we are going to discuss why millions of people around the world cannot function without a cup of coffee before they start their day. We are also going to examine the positives and negatives about coffee drinking. If you want to explore the world of coffee, stay right there. Don't go any place. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. And also, you can check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. That is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Kyle, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions, you can email me, and that is cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in Kyle, MOTIVAR@yahoo.com. We are ready to start our show, and I want you to know we all, especially me, I love coffee. Mr. Motivator has to have his coffee, and everybody in my family drinks coffee. We have a beautiful guest who's with us today, and we're on location. So if you hear some noise, hey, remember it's always noisy at the airport. But I'm excited to have another awesome guest. We're going to welcome our guest, the lovely, the wonderful, the talented Miss Sandra Chaffin. Hello, Sandra. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Mr. Motivator, and I just thank everyone for tuning in to this show. I think you're going to find some wonderful information on the good and positive things about coffee.
Well, thank you, Sandra. Could you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself, and are you a big coffee drinker?
Mr. Motivator, I am a big coffee drinker. I love waking up in the morning to the brew of fresh coffee. I think a lot of people like, I know a lot about thousands of people like waking up to a fresh brewed cup of coffee, having one or two cups a day. It's just a part of life. So I find that coffee is not just a luxury, it's a part of our daily life.
Wow. I tell you what, the see you walking in off the runway and the moving fast, and you got on this beautiful outfit, I know you have a lot on your plate. you're flying all over the place and you're doing a lot of presentations and helping people. Now, my question to you is, why is it that people have to have coffee everywhere they go? And I want you to tell me what you think is the reason for that people have to have coffee.
Mr. Motivator, coffee is the reason why people like like I said, it's a luxury. Coffee is, I'm a health nut, so I love coffee. I refuse to put anything bad in my body. And I know that I'm here just to, inform everyone that drink coffee.
You know, I know one of the questions, now when I was in the hospital, Sandra, a few years ago, I just lost my appetite, and just after being around the room and the smell of the hospital, I didn't care for it. I didn't want to eat anything. But my doctor ordered food for me, and when they brought my food in, and he had a fresh cup of coffee with the food, and there was some tea, and all of a sudden, I wanted to eat. And I asked my doctor about it, and he said, Mr. Jeffrey, that's why I ordered the coffee. He said, the coffee, it also helps to stimulate the appetite and to bring that back into function. And so I was just, after I began to eat, I felt so much better, and I had that cup of coffee. And, man, there's nothing like some good coffee. I know there was another question I wanted to ask you, and I'm trying to remember, but could you tell us about what are the side effects that come from drinking regular coffee? Because I think I have, not only me, sometimes I may drink too much, and then I have friends and family members that are telling me that they have to go to the doctor, or they're having health issues as a result of drinking a lot of coffee. So tell us what some of the side effects are of drinking coffee and what we need to look out for.
Mr. Motivator, there are so many negative side effects in drinking coffee. First of all, coffee have caffeine. If you're drinking coffee with caffeine and coffee with no caffeine, they say no caffeine, but it have a little caffeine in the coffee. So don't believe that no caffeine doesn't have any caffeine in it. But good question. The side effects I'm aware of, and I don't know if a lot of other people are aware of the side effects of caffeine, but it causes panic attacks, addiction, dehydration, PMS, emotional fatigue, jitters, and insomnia. It can also affect the kidneys and the liver. So, you know, you can see right there, after the initial caffeine gets into the body, the bad things of caffeine starts happening. So caffeine tears the body down. So it's not good for the body. So caffeine is bad. So I suggest not putting so much caffeine or no caffeine in the body because of the compounds caffeine have in it. You know, it's not a healthy part of life.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Sandra. I didn't know that there were so many different things that in our regular coffee that can affect us like that. I have a friend who's listening today. His name is Joe. And Joe stated that he was thinking about planning on stopping. He's going to stop drinking coffee because he sees that it can affect your health. Now, I'm excited that you're here today. And Joe, if you're listening, we don't want you to stop drinking coffee. Miss Sandra has some information. She has a solution or an alternative for you so that you can still keep drinking coffee, but you can stop drinking the regular coffee that you're drinking. Now, Miss Sandra, what can we say to the people who love drinking coffee, but they know it's really affecting their health, and they've gotten a warning from the doctor? And what you told us just a few minutes ago about the effects of caffeine and how that weighs on the body, is there anything we can do about this? Because I love the smell of coffee, the taste of coffee, and what can we do if our coffee is affecting our health?
Well, Mr. Motivator and
Joe.
I heard that Joe had side effects from drinking coffee, but the things that and I just want to say to the viewers and Joe that it is a better way. Like I said, I like putting I don't like putting junk in my body. I eat a lot of green leafy vegetables, and I try to stay away from a lot of red meat. You know, so I take organic supplements and such as mycelium, spore powder, grape seed, oil extract, and other supplements.
Wow.
So I think that, and that right there gives me energy and when I share this information to others, because I always get so many compliments on certain things, and I like to educate people when they're having problems with body function. I tell them about certain vitamins, certain supplements to take, and that right there, they start taking the supplements, and they just feel just great. But yeah, I strongly suggest healthy coffee, healthy eating can improve longevity through healing.
Mm-hmm.
It can promote a normal immune function, and it can support memory and function. It promotes eating and having supplements. Organic supplements going into your body promotes healthy digestive systems and may help support and protect liver function and also the kidney. So, yeah, it is healthy, healthy products out there that I will share with you a little bit later.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Sandra. I'm so excited. Joe, are you listening? Hey. She just said healthy coffee is your answer. It's so don't stop drinking coffee, Joe. All you need to do is switch to some healthy coffee. Now, also, tell me a little bit more about this healthy coffee. What other functions and what are other positives that we can get from drinking healthy coffee? And not only do we want to know about this healthy coffee, I want to know, can you put me and my viewers in contact and everything? But I don't want to go ahead of you, but tell us a little bit more about this healthy coffee, because I had not heard about no healthy coffee until I ran into you, and you gave me a sample and let me try it out. So I'm going to let you have the microphone, and if you can explain to us some of the benefits and the advantages that can come to us from drinking healthy coffee. Here you go.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, Mr. Motivator, and to the viewers, that coffee is one of the world's most consumed beverage, first of all. And it's the world's largest traded commodity after oil. Mr. Motivator, North Americans consume 500,000 cups of coffee. You know, coffee a day. And, Mr. Motivator, there are more than 80% of North Americans over the age of 18 that's drinking coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about 255 million coffee drinkers in North America, and millions pay up to four cups, $4 per cup, and they drink about 3 to 5 cups a day. So that's a lot of coffee that's being consumed in our body. But is it healthy? You know, I wonder how many people, I've always wondered how many people are out there feeling the side effects of caffeine they're putting in their body. If you don't believe me, go to Starbucks and you can see, you know, how many people drink Starbucks coffee. But like I said, I'm a health nut, and I love healthy products going into my body.
Now, we're sipping on some coffee that you bought for us, and my staff members and I, everybody, is curious, what is the name of this, what we're drinking, this coffee? And it tastes great. And I think you told me that this is healthy coffee. What is it that makes this coffee so healthy? And why is it, and it tastes great. So could you tell us a little bit about the coffee that you bought here for me and my staff here to let us try out today? Here you go.
Well, Mr. Motivator, how I found out about this coffee is I went to the place. I did research and on coffees and on good coffees, organic coffees, and other types of coffees, also teas. And when I tasted this coffee that I'm about to share with you, it tastes so good. It was just the best coffee. I never had coffee like that, and it made me feel so good. It gave me energy, you know. And I went to the place and I sampled it and I met the people. And Mr. Motivator, there was no coffee like this coffee I'm talking to you about. It's the best of all coffees I've ever had, particularly healthy coffee that outranks all the other coffees. So I decided to go to visit this place, and they were making this healthy coffee. Where they were making this healthy coffee, I had gone to visit this place. And I tell you, I found out healthy coffee is supposed to stimulate the body. Healthy coffee is supposed to give the body energy and not make the body feel tired. I've tried different kinds of healthy coffees, but in my quest, I found one that outdid all of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Miss Sandra, I'm impressed, and I want to place an order for me and the Miss Motivator staff here. I'd like to buy at least get a 2-month supply of coffee, because this is the best tasting coffee I've ever had, and I'm not just saying that. And the fact that you let me know that this is healthy for my body, that just really gets me excited. Now, could you tell us, are there different flavors that you have with this particular coffee? Does it come in other flavors? And give us some examples of some of the different flavors that we can get.
Yes, this coffee comes in black, latte, cafe latte, mocha, and it's all organic coffee. So it's going to be really good for the digestive system, longevity. It's going to give your body longevity through healing. It's going to promote a normal function, immune function. It's going to support the memory and your focus and promote a healthy digestive system. And it's also going to help support and protect the liver function. So this coffee have a lot of good benefits that your body is going to experience after drinking this particular coffee.
Now, Ms. Sandra, sometimes I deal with a little bit of acid reflux. Can it help with someone also? I know you mentioned about it aids with the digestive system. What about someone like myself who deals with acid reflux? Can it help there?
That's a good question. Yes, it can help with acid reflux. I find myself having acid reflux after drinking coffee or since I've been drinking organic, I haven't had any symptoms like that after finding this particular coffee. I love drinking coffee. I don't want anything that's going to affect my body from not drinking coffee. So when I got away from the caffeine and started drinking the organic, this product is just amazing.
Well, Ms. Sandra, I am very elated and excited for you to share this with us because my wife was on me because my doctor, my dentist told me to stop drinking coffee because he found out I was allergic to coffee and it was causing my gums to swell. But I love coffee, so I was drinking it anyway. But when I ran into you, and you shared with me that your coffee has no caffeine, and for people who are allergic to caffeine or they have this coffee won't hurt them. And I tell you, I'm the happiest man in the world right now because now I can do what I love to do. I get up at 5:00 in the morning, and with my breakfast, I have to have me a cup of coffee. And one of my friends a long time ago, when I was in college, he started drinking coffee, and I decided to try it, and I liked it. And his dad told him, he said, coffee will help you to focus. It'll help you to think better. It helps you to get your direction and the mood. And I found that that's what coffee did to me. But I did not know that there was a healthy coffee. And I want to tell all my friends and family members about this particular coffee that you bought here for the staff and myself to try. Now, I know there are probably a few people that, like myself, are wondering, where can they get this natural, organic coffee that's good for them health, their health? So could you give us a little information about where we can get this coffee, and also the viewers that are listening in on our show today, could you give us some details how we can order this particular coffee and to replace the bad coffee with the good coffee? Because, ladies and gentlemen, one thing I must say, and I have to say this, anything that's going to prolong your health that's going to help you to feel better, look better, and be healthier is worth the investment. And looking at you, you look like a movie star. You have beautiful skin, and I can tell that you are a product of your product. You're taking care of yourself. You watch what you eat and what you drink. So I'm not going to prolong this. Give us some information on how we can get a hold of this this coffee and everything you have.
Listen, viewers, listen, people. I don't want you to stop drinking your coffee. I just want you to start drinking a healthy cup of coffee. Now, contact me. I want to share with you how to change your way of drinking coffee. You can contact me by email at sandrasecretcoffee@gmail.com. Or if you don't feel like getting on the computer, you can always give me a call at 214-938-2432. And I would love to share with you more benefits and more if you have, you know, if you have any more questions, you want to get in contact with me, just feel free to just give me a call. I look forward to sharing and meeting with you and discussing more about this coffee.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Sandra, also, I know you travel quite a bit. Now, can you tell me, are there companies, corporations, switching to healthy coffee to help their employees?
Yes, they are. Yes, it is companies switching to a better, healthier cup of coffee. If you know, I've experienced, in my experience in drinking coffee, I noticed that people these days are looking for things that's going to help their body, products that's going to prolong their life, products that's going to give them more energy. We are going to be living for a long time, and we like drinking coffee, so why not, you know, find a coffee, and it's here, you know, and start drinking and changing the way that we drink our coffees, you know, and so we can prolong our lives, so we can get more energy, so we can feel more vigorous, so we can, you know, just do it, just make this change and switch to something healthier so you can just live a better life.
Now, Sandra, I know sometimes when I travel, my friends and I, we always we'll meet together. We may stop at a Starbucks and grab us some coffee and everything, okay? But I notice when we do that, sometimes we can feel the money leaving from our billfolds. I mean, because I love Starbucks coffee, but sometimes it is a little, it can be a little expensive, especially if you're buying for a lot of people. Now, the coffee that you use, is it more expensive than Starbucks?
Absolutely not. Starbucks, I know Starbucks coffee is anywhere from $4 to $5 a cup. You know, our coffee is only $1.50 to $1 to $1.75 per cup. So, yes, when you go to Starbucks, and what's so good about this coffee is it comes in pack. You can take, you know, if you're traveling a lot, you can put it in a sachet. Put it in your sachet case, you know, in a Ziploc bag and take it with you. And when you get to Starbucks, all you need to do is just order some hot water and just put the coffee, mix the coffee up in the water, and you have a fresh, or healthy cup of coffee without the side effects. It's going to give you energy. It's going to make you feel great. You're going to, you know, you can drink it all day long without having the jitteries or heart racing. You know, it's just a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful cup of coffee. It's just a simple thing. You know, it's just a simple, it's coffee.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I really like that answer that you gave me. You said for the people that travel all the time, they can take a packet with them. I like that. And the good part about it, you said that they can just order a cup of hot water, and then they're ready to go. Man, I think that is just amazing. Now, what about children that like to drink coffee? Can children drink this? Give us some information or ideas about children being able to drink this type of coffee.
I love these questions, and I think children, it's not going to affect children drinking this coffee because it doesn't have all the compounds in it. This coffee is infused with herbs, with the herbs that come from China. And this herb have about 400 years of history behind it. So it's the herb, it's a royalty herb. Children can, you know, it's good for children, good for adults. It's not going to hurt the children drinking the coffee because it's infused with an herb, which is it's awesome. And we also have hot chocolate for children, too. So if you don't want the children to drink coffee, we have hot chocolate for them that have the same compounds in the hot chocolate. So it's going to be a healthier way for them to get out of the sugar and put a healthy sugar in their bodies.
I like what you said about the children getting away from regular white sugar and putting healthy sugar in your body. So do you believe that too many people put too much sugar in their body that's unhealthy? And do you feel that way about a lot of the sweeteners that are in a lot of these products that is for too much?
Yes, I do. I think every product, you read the labels on the back of the products, and the first thing would be sugar. And if it lists sugar, I know every product that they want to sell to these children to drink. I have children of my own, and I've never had my children to eat and drink sugar. Because I know the side effects of sugar. Sugar is not good for the body, especially white sugar. So, yeah, when I found this product, when I found the hot chocolate, because my kids like the hot chocolate, I thought that was great because it's a good compound sugars that's in the particular products, so it's not going to affect their bodies like it would if you went into the store and bought a box of hot chocolate. You know, it's just too much sugar. But this particular company don't have that kind of negative sugar in their products. So I just really like that too.
Wow, that is so cool. I didn't know you had your own hot chocolate. So that means we can make an around-the-board switch, and we don't have to stop what we're doing. We're just substituting what we're doing with something that's better. I love your concept. Now, let me ask you this. Now, do you work out every day? Are you in the fitness gym? I can't believe you're using this healthy coffee and eating healthy, and you look so great. Now, tell me, you got to be at the gym every morning at 5 o'clock. Now, tell me, am I right or wrong?
Well, I don't know about being in the gym every day, but I do some form of exercise. But like I said, I am a health nut, and I do believe in green leafy vegetables. Green leafy vegetables, getting away from red meats and eating organic and drinking organic is the best for me. And not just for me, but for everyone. Not everybody that I've known that know about this product, they're all switching to organic, drinking organic, especially the coffee, the hot chocolates. Then we also have vitamins as well that have the real form of the organic supplement inside of it. So that's going to really boost your immune system.
You know what, Ms. Sandra? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like God must really love me because He keeps sending good-looking people in my direction, and they're talking to me about health. And here you are, all of my guests, when they come off the runway or they walk into the studio, I'm like, I can't believe how good they look. And your skin is just beautiful. But now I did hear you say something. It kind of hit me some motivate. You mentioned about red meat. So are you telling me that that's another hint that I need to leave the pig feet and the chitlins and all that alone?
That was so funny. You know, I really appreciate all the comments, Mr. Motivator. Thank you. Yeah, you need to leave the pig feet. Excuse me. Yeah, you need to leave all that along and, you know, get into fish and get into the chicken and you know, shrimp and the seafood. Yeah, a lot of red meats are not good for you.
Okay. Thank you. You haven't been the only guest who's been warning, Mr. Motivator. So I'm going to really take what you said into consideration. And actually, I am switching my coffee since you took the time to bring coffee to me and all of my entire staff. And I see my cameraman over there. He's just smiling away because he's enjoying his coffee. But I want to make sure he gets back to work. You know, if you want to keep getting coffee like this, you're going to have to be productive. Now, what about your family? Now, is it easy trying to get your family to switch to something healthy? Because I want to get my family turned on to this coffee, too. Now, what about you when you started this? How did your family react to you switching to healthy coffee and eating healthy?
Well, when my family first heard about this, they were, you know, they were kind of skeptical about it. But once they read the ingredients, and I had to explain to them why this was better for them than just going to the store and just buying any kind of coffee, they saw the true picture on how. This coffee would benefit their bodies. So they tried it, and they ended up liking the coffee, and they felt better. And, you know, over time, they just really thought that their bodies was functioned better. Their digestive system was wonderful. You know, they could sleep a lot better. I know I'm the type of person, I wasn't able to sleep. It was a lot of things that I wasn't aware of before I switched this coffee. It was a lot of things my body was going through that I wasn't really aware of. Like I would have panic attacks. I couldn't sleep. You know, my head was just cloudy. You know, I didn't have my clarity. But once I switched, I'm drinking this coffee, and now I have more function. I can function better. I can think clear. I have clarity when I think, and I'm able to sleep, and that's so important to me. So, yeah, my family, once they saw the picture of this organic coffee, they tasted, they love the taste. Yeah, they switched, and they really liked the coffee.
Now, I have a close friend who's also a TV personality, and she told me that she never would drink coffee because she was told that, that coffee will darken your skin and make you black. And I don't, now, that's, that, is that a misconception or that's actually true?
That's totally misconception. How can coffee change your skin complexion? That's ridiculous. No, I don't believe that. And no, coffee does not change your skin complexion. But you know what you put in your body, it does bring it out on the outside. So you do have to be aware of what you put in your body. You know, that's why if you put bad things in your body, it might affect something in a different area in your body that's going to make that area not function as properly. And that's what's going to cause blemishes or, you know, a bump to come on your skin. So you really have to change and change the way you, what you put in your body in order to get the better results out of your skin, out of your muscles, and just the way the body functions.
Thank you, Ms. Sandra. I'm going to put this out there. Now, there are, and I have sisters and other relatives, there are a lot of women, some that like coffee, some don't, but a lot of women don't like water. And could you tell us how you feel about water, even if you drink coffee or don't drink coffee? What do you want to say to the women out there, especially who don't like water?
I love this subject because I'm a water person. I love water, and water is so important for the body. Ladies, you must drink water. You know, if you don't like, I tell my clients, hey, if you don't, water is very important to put in the body. I tell my clients, I tell them, if you don't like water, then make your water exciting. Put some fruit in your water. Make it look beautiful. I put strawberries in my water, lemon, lime in my water, even grapes. You know, kiwi. I like healthy stuff, and I like. And, you know, I like my water to look pretty sometimes. So when I'm serving water to my guests, you know, and I just put fruit in my water, and it just makes the table look pretty, and they enjoy drinking the water. And I find that when water looks pretty, they drink more of it. So water is very, very important to put in your body. 8 glasses a day. If you not, you know, large glasses might be overwhelming for some people. But even if you can do a small cup of water, you know, just drink 8 small cups of water a day. That's better than none at all.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Sandra. I've never had anyone to share anything like that about water before. And that's very creative. And thank you for sharing it because we want not be turned off at water. Now, also, Ms. Sandra, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian, but I just have to ask you this. There's a guy I know named Willie, and Willie said that he doesn't like to take baths or showers because the water makes him itch, so he very seldom bathes. What kind of advice could you offer someone who doesn't like to use water, and especially in taking a bath or a shower?
Okay.
A friend named Willie doesn't like to take baths or showers, and I think that could cause a hygiene problem. But what could you say to Willie if he says it makes him itch if he takes a bath? What do you have to say?
That's a good question. I know. I think it's lack of certain vitamins. Your body doesn't have inside of it. I used to, and different climates can do that as well. I think everybody should bathe and should take baths. You know, I know men take showers over baths, which is okay. But if you find that your body is itching, we have an organic soap that's going to help you from that itchy feeling, from that itchy burning feeling. So yeah, we have an organic soap. You just, you know, run the water over your body, soap the towel up, wash yourself up with this organic soap, and it would take that burning and itching out of your body. So when you get up, so once you dry your body off, your body is going to feel moisturized. It's going to feel like you don't even need lotion or Vaseline on your body. So, yeah, that's going to help you from that burning and itchy when you get out of the shower.
Well, thank you for that answer, Ms. Sandra. Now, Willie doesn't have to worry about all the relatives running away and hiding when he comes home for the holidays. you have something for everything.
Yes, that's good.
Okay, but now, what about my Uncle Will? I guess a few months ago after church, he said they were gathering together, and one of the brothers, when they were gathered around, looked down at his feet and said, those are some pretty alligator shoes you got on. And so Uncle Will said, I ain't got on no shoes on 5 feet. What do you have for Uncle Willie's feet that look kind of distinctive?
I don't know what I would have for those kind of feet. You probably need a scrub brush, some soap, and a chisel, okay, if it's that bad. So, the only thing I can say is we have lotion, organic lotion that's going to make your body feel so soft and so smooth. You know, it really go in there and really put the moisture back into the body. And with the vitamins we take, now the vitamins, there's four vitamins, so they're going to go right into the body and replace and all the damage that your body has gone through. The vitamins, the grapeseed oil extract, and other vitamins that we have are going to go into your body and start healing the body. So with the dry skin, it's going to heal the dry skin. It's going to heal the inside of your body, and you're going to see it on the outside of your body.
Well, thank you for that beautiful answer. You just have a something for everything, don't you? Well, I got another challenge. There was another comedian, and he said that when he was a young guy, he raised up the window, and he looked out the window, and the police came and arrested him because they thought he was mooning somebody. I don't think the young man would look that bad, but do you have something that people feel like their face may need a little attention?
Okay, so that was kind of funny. What I have for that, like I say, yeah, I have something for that. We have, like I said, we have vitamins that's going to, the spore powder is going to take care of that. The spore powder is going to take care of your skin, your nails, your hair. So, yeah, that would be a good supplement to use.
Great. Now, Ms. Sandra, I know you love helping people. And because of the economy, there are a lot of people out here that are out of work and everything. Are you in a position to help people who need an extra income? They want to better themselves financially. So what can you and your company do for someone who wants to better their financial situation?
That's excellent. Yeah, we do have a company that you know, if you, I know times are bad, I know people are out there looking for opportunity and you know, want a better way of life. I strongly recommend that you can email me. My email is sandrasecretcoffee@gmail.com. If you don't have a computer and you don't want to use the computer, you can always call me at 214-938-2432. I would love to give you more information about different types of financial solutions that would help you out a great deal. So please give me a call. I really would like to share this information with you.
Now, Sandra, also I'd like to ask you while you're here, what about if there are organizations that they want to do things to promote their organization, or they want to create extra revenue for their organization? Do you have any ideas for assisting them with fundraisers that they could do for something like that?
Yes, there is something we can do. We can share this opportunity with all organizations, with churches, with stores, with vendors, different vendors. A lot of event functions, they're in on. You know, they're supporting us. So, yeah, we can definitely work around all sorts of events and active communities.
One other quick question I want to ask Ms. Sandra. My Uncle Nick back home, he drinks a lot of coffee, and his teeth are stained real bad, you know, and I don't know if it's a result of the coffee, but they weren't always like that. Is there anything I could say to Uncle Nick, you know, that might, you know, help him to get the color back to his teeth?
You know, in this company, we do have toothpaste that would brighten your teeth. Take this, the yellow tinge off of your teeth, and it's not going to irritate your gums. It's going, because it's infused with an herb that's healthy. The healthiest thing for the body is this herb. You know, God put certain things on this earth that's natural for our bodies, and we found this herb, we infused it in the product. And it's going to help your teeth. It's going to help your gums, your feet, you know, your skin, and also it works from the inside out. So yes, we do have a product for teeth and sensitive gums.
Well, thank you. My Uncle Nick, he's gonna be excited to hear about that. And I don't know. My Aunt Betty back at home, she still dips snuff and she chews tobacco. And her tongue looks kind of funny. And so what would you recommend to her if she dips snuff and chews tobacco every day?
Well, still, you know, rinse her mouth out after she dips her snuff and chew the tobacco and brush her teeth and clean the tongue with the organic toothpaste. It's going to be, you know, it's going to freshen your breath. It's going to cleanse your teeth and cleanse your mouth. And just rinse your mouth out with water and you'd be great. But your mouth is going to feel totally different after using this product.
That is awesome. My My relatives back home are going to be happy because they're listening to the show today. And ain't better. She's definitely going to take your advice because she loves dipping her snuff. And she's had this since little kids. And, you know, her tobacco, she has to have a big chew of that, you know, every day as well. Thank you for sharing this valuable information with me today and our listeners and to my family. Also, one other thing, you smell really great. is that a product that you offer too? And if it is, man, I need to get some, get ready for the holidays and get some for my wife and some other folks. So tell us about what it is that you have this, the aromas all in the room.
Well, I just cleanse my body with it. I use the soap, the organic soap. The organic soap have different type of plant seeds in it that give a very nice aroma to the room and to the soap. I love that. And then with the lotion have different different type of extracts in it, plant extracts that helps the body feel fresh and smell good, and it's just keep the body soft, and it's just beautiful. So thank you for that comment, Mr. Motivator.
Thank you, Ms. Sandra. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you, I love your voice, and you just look magnificent, you know. Now, I don't believe you're from the country. Now, you've got to tell us, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I've been in Dallas, Texas for approximately 8 years now. So it's a big difference, but it's beautiful. And I'm so grateful and so thankful to be here with Mr. Motivator on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Well, I just want to thank you for being such a fun guest and being so informative, because it's my goal, that's my desire for all of my viewers to have the best information, to have something to enrich their lives, to just inspire them for better health and for better success. And also, I would love for you to come attend one of my comedy shows, and would you like to attend one of my events the next time I'm performing at the comedy club?
I sure will, Mr. Motivator. Just let me know what time, where it's going to be, and I will definitely be there. Thank you for the invite.
Now, are you available to speak at schools or churches or organizations? Okay, we'll reiterate a little bit on that and let everybody know what you're about.
Yes, I'm available to speak at churches, at schools, especially events. I'm available for that. Just give me a call, 214-938-2432. I would love to just give me a call. I'll make the arrangements, and I'll definitely be there for you.
Now, Ms. Sandra, I can tell that you're very strong. But you have a lot of charisma, and I just want to thank you for just sharing the light and being here with us today on the Mr. Motivator Show, and I wish you great success with your business and your endeavors again, and would you come back and be with us and do another show in the near future? Would you come back?
I would love to come back. I would love to come back, and I appreciate you so much, Mr. Motivator, for having me here. You're just an inspiration to my life.
Well, thank you, Ms. Sandra. Well, again, we thank all of you for listening to the broadcast today. Especially thank you for being here with us. And, folks, this is Mr. Motivator reminding you that the best is yours. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. tune in with us again next week for another exciting show with Mr. Motivator. We love you, and we look forward to being with you again. God bless you.